Cambridge Today received the following letter in response to the upcoming elections. To my neighbors in Cambridge, I am an American, but I chose to leave, a privilege many do not have. I left because my children were not safe. One of my children is part of the LGBTQ2+ community, and in Texas, where we lived, new legislation meant that Child Protective Services could take our child from us simply for affirming their identity. We lived in fear of a knock on the door, not because we were neglectful parents, but because we loved and supported our child exactly as they are. I left because healthcare was out of reach. One of our other children was born cleft affected, and even with insurance, the cost of their care nearly broke us. I needed a medication that was legal, safe, and necessary for my health, but I could not get it because politicians decided they knew better than my doctor. I left because people I love felt unsafe, both due to America's gun laws and the climate around immigration. Right now, I know people in Texas who are afraid to leave their homes because they do not look white enough. Friends born and raised in the U.S. have been questioned simply because they are of Latin American descent. I left because I had a choice. Many do not. Now, I'm here in Cambridge, and I see a country that still has a choice. But choices mean nothing if we do not act on them. I understand how easy it is to think, that's the U.S., not here. But the erosion of rights does not happen overnight, it happens when people assume it could never happen to them. Apathy is not neutral, it is a decision. History has shown us what happens when people assume their rights will always be there. Rights erode when good people stay quiet, when fear spreads, when power serves itself instead of the people. But Canada is not there yet. Right now, your voice still matters. Your vote still matters. And the status quo is never neutral, it is either moving forward or slipping back. The choice is yours. Elections are not just about politics, they are about real people and real lives. They are about children like mine, who need to know they are safe. They are about families like yours, who deserve healthcare that won't bankrupt them. They are about communities like ours, where diversity should be valued, not questioned. With glowing hearts, we see thee rise, but rising is not passive, it takes action. The rights and freedoms you cherish are not guaranteed unless you protect them. And the best way to protect them is to vote. I am new here, but I already know this. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Is not just a lyric, it is a responsibility. Stand on guard for your rights, for your future, and for each other. I know some might hesitate to hear from an American on the topic of Canadian elections. I can understand that. The U.S. looms large, its politics, its policies, its economic choices that cause harm. I'm not here to tell you what to do, but I am imploring you to vote. I saw, and I am still hearing, firsthand what happens when we assume our rights, our safety, and our way of life will always be there. Those things are fragile and must be actively protected. So please, vote. Vote as if your future, your children's future, and your neighbor's future depend on it, because they do. With respect and urgency, Melissa De La Haye, Cambridge.